Happy Friday, live from Manhattan, Kansas. The Purple Project Podcast rolls on the Daily Edition on this Friday, July 23rd, 2021. Tonight goes down the Olympic ceremonies out there in Tokyo. Meanwhile, the countdown continues to September 4th and K-State, Stanford, All-State Kickoff Classic. Eddie Greer for another edition of the Daily. And real quick, Deuce Vaughn continues the preseason accolades. It seems like we were just talking about him the other day on the show. Well, Deuce Vaughn gets another preseason accolade, this time in the Doak Award, the Doak Walker Awards list now. So I talked about the Maxwell Award list, preseason award list early on in the dailies this week. You missed out on that. Please download and check it out. Deuce, again, I mean, I'm not going to go over the numbers. We've said it between me and my co-host Alex. We've said it enough. You should know it by now. If you don't, you can go back, go on kstatesports.com and look it up. But obviously, Deuce Vaughn, first year, lived up to the hype and even a little bit more, obviously. So this is another preseason watch list. He's now, Deuce Vaughn, I'm talking about, was on the Maxwell Awards watch list. Now he's on the Doak Walker preseason watch list as well. So he's going to be, obviously, again, one of the top running backs. He's got to be top four. Obviously, I haven't done enough studying, but just running through my head, obviously, one of the Oklahoma running backs. I think, it's not Kennedy Brooks. I don't have my normal setup right now, but no Oklahoma's backs. I do know Breece Hall. Breece Hall, he's going to be, as far as my bucket, top of the bullet list as far as running backs goes in this conference. But Deuce Vaughn, he's right there in the top four, definitely top five for sure. I want to say Liddy Brown, obviously West Virginia. But again, you know, this is one of the big two forces I talked about early on this week on the Pro Project Podcast, folks. Wildcat Nation, Deuce Vaughn, again, I mean, this is big. I mean, it goes back to the offensive line, which we talked about in the last episode of this podcast. I mean, if you got a veteran offensive line last year, they didn't have summer ball or fall ball. You just with this whole crazy pandemic thing, right? So that offensive line, what we talked about, just give me a little snippet, baby. You have not downloaded and check it out already, our episode from this past week, me and Alex on the Pro Project Podcast, we talked about that a little bit. So it's big. This is big here. Obviously, we know here in Manhattan how big Deuce Vaughn is to this team. But obviously, yeah, your QB, your main quarterback, back in the fold. You have a lot of weapons around him now. The question is, you have a deep backfield behind Deuce, obviously. Well mentioned on the show. Joe Irvin's back. Can J. Cordero Wright get on the field? So there's a lot to this now. K-State, if they can duplicate what they did in Chris Klein's first year, obviously that could go a long, long way of making a defense coordinator sweat it out a little bit when it comes to Deuce Vaughn. Obviously, you know, you don't want to bang around in between the tackles. You want to put them in space, obviously. This is not the last time you're going to hear me or Alex talked about this on the show, obviously. You're going to hear this a lot as things starting to pick up here, obviously. We're going to be going into the final week already in July. Next weekend, once August hits, it's going to be full running because we're going to be, before you know it, K-State Nation, Purple Nation, we're going to be almost a month out from, we just had Big 12 Media Days last weekend. Now we're talking about already another preseason awards watch list for Deuce Vaughn already. So he's critical to this team, obviously. So you don't want to get him banged up too much, obviously. So this could be a big year, obviously, with the whole, you know, freshman year part two, what do you want to call it? This weird year of, oh, we can have two freshman seasons or whatever you're classified with. But Deuce Vaughn is so mature for his age already, so smart, not only on the field, but off the field. He carries himself like a veteran, and he did that as a freshman last year, led the team in rushing and receiving yards, pretty much. So it definitely is nice to have that kind of person on your team. It's up to the rest of the core of the offense to get the job done, and Well, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. I'm sure we're here. This is not the last time you're going to hear me talk about Deuce 1, obviously. As we got, I got some things in the works here as far as the daily goes with the positions. I know we talked about that a lot, especially with the offense. You're going to hear defensive mode coming up in the next couple weeks on the show with me and Alex. So definitely looking forward to that as well. So Deuce Vaughn, not only now he's on the, Maxwell list. He's on the Walker list as well. Doak Walker was for the most best running back in the nation as well. So definitely Deuce Vaughn. If you haven't heard of him already, I don't know where your head's been at the last year and a half and change, but definitely he's going to be something that you're going to have to reckon with here this year for Big 12 defenses everywhere in the country. So Deuce Vaughn on another watch list here as the end of the week comes to a close. I'm going to leave it there. Obviously, big night for the nation tonight here in the United States. As I mentioned, the top of the daily, the ceremonies going down, opening ceremonies go down tonight. So looking forward to that and looking forward to the steamroll effect on these games getting rolling. They've already started like, what? So I didn't know they started till like Wednesday. So like, whoa, opening ceremonies are tonight and we got games already playing around. So I'm looking forward to that Olympic action, whether it's track and field. Obviously, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Obviously, basketball, crowning a champion this past week, the Milwaukee Bucks taking down the Phoenix Suns after being down 2-0. Milwaukee reels off 4 straight. Giannis was just an absolute monster. The MVP of the finals put a 50-burger in Game 6 on the Suns. So a lot to look forward to, obviously, with the games this weekend and next week. And a lot to get excited for, K-State Nation. You live here in Manhattan, Junction City, Wamego, outside of it, Western Kansas, whatnot. K-State Nation, get excited for some football coming up here. And outside of a month from now, we're going to be getting ready. Obviously, we've been talking about it on the weekly podcast. We will do what we did last year. Even though it's not going to be live, obviously, immediately after every game, it will be an episode. We will break down win or loss. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a little more wins than losses. But we'll find out and see, obviously, with the K-State football team, Chris Klieman, year 3. See what happens. It all begins September 4th. Eddie Greer III. That's a wrap for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. Y'all know the deal. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more, folks. Purple Project Podcast, Eddie Greer, Go Cats. We will talk to you on the next edition of Triple P's.